This is the Psyche of Success. Podcasting around the globe. Join us as we interview superstars in their respective fields and help you master the psychology of winning big in business and in life. Here's your host, author, speaker, and business coach, Jody Holland.
Hey guys, Jody Holland here with the Psyche of Success. Thanks for tuning in again. We have an amazing guest today, Kyle Sanders. Kyle and I have known each other for over a decade. First met Kyle when he was the CEO of Northwest Texas Healthcare System and had a chance to work with him in Jacksonville, Florida as a CEO, as well as in Vero Beach, Florida. Amazing guy, into a lot of things, and really has had a huge impact on the people that are around him. So Kyle, I'm going to let you add whatever you'd like to add to that and just tell people a little bit about what you're doing right now and what you're into.
Thanks, Jody. It's an honor to be here. Appreciate it. And as always, it's just great to continue to get to work with you and have you not only as a coach, but as a great friend. And so appreciate the chance to be here. I'm really working on, my own consulting gig now, to where hopefully that I can take, I've been in, the healthcare leadership industry now for over 30 years, and over 25 years, actually at a senior executive level, and have done an enormous amount of things completely wrong, and have learned a lot about those, but have had some great mentors, some great coaches, and some people along the way that have given me the opportunity to learn what it means to actually be a leader. What it means to be a servant leader. So I am working with people that are needing coaching. They've got executives, they've got directors, they have people that are up and coming, that exceptionally good technical people that are progressing their career, but are really trying to learn what is the evidence-based practice around exceptional leadership.
Yeah,
And focusing that around a servant leadership model and serve first, and how do you create that type of an atmosphere and that type of a culture with the people, whether that's your own employees, whether that is the community that you're serving, all of the constituents that are there, and how do you have that mindset? I feel like building those relationships, creating that culture. First of all, for me, it is one of the things that I enjoy most because I enjoy being around, and I very much like talking and rambling. But being around and helping people become the best of who they can be. But the other thing is that I do feel like it is the number one way that you can create speed of execution. Once you've invested the time, once you've spent the time developing the relationships with various people, your ability then, once you've generated your strategy and where you're going, to execute because everybody's on the same page, you know each other, and to just to be able to talk through those things in a quick and a fast manner and then go, it's amazing how fast you, your organization, and the people that you're called to serve can execute. So working with people doing those things, working with entire groups of people around their culture, their rules of their road on how they're going to conduct themselves amongst each other, learning more about each person as an individual so that I come to you where you stand,
yeah,
where you are. And that's my obligation, to be able to communicate, to effectively work with you. We're never going to get it perfect. But if I'm trying to do that with you, and you're trying to do that with me, somewhere in the middle, we're going to create what is a very fun and in a very productive manner, an atmosphere to work together.
Yeah, and I've watched you do this over the years. And one of the things that I'm so excited about with you going on to the consulting side of things is you bring such a depth of experience, and you've proven it over and over and over again that this model of servant leadership, I like what you said about the speed of execution. When the relationship is there, the performance follows. And when the performance follows, the profitability follows. And I've watched you take organizations and significantly increase profitability by focusing on being a servant leader. So I think anybody that gets a chance to hire you, regardless of industry, is going to benefit tremendously. So I'm really excited about what you're doing. I think it's going to be great.
Thanks.
Yeah. So when you think about success, and you talked a little bit about that and the way that you've developed people and developed potential, what is your definition of how you know that you've succeeded as a leader?
So my personal definition, you know, of success is that, you know, you are in the right place that you are meant to be at that time. You know, you have been called, you know, however you want to mention that, but you are in the right place for where it is that you need to be, and you are flourishing. And that's it. It's that simple. You know, that may not be, you know, it may not have anything to do with money. It may not have anything to do with physical location, you know, but it is very much you are at the right place at the right time for you and for your life and for your career, and you're just flourishing. And that's the definition of success. To me, it's also the exact definition of happiness. You know, those two do not have to be, you know, contrary to each other.
Yeah.
And so if you're definitely, you know, living in that right place and enjoying that right place, and you're flourishing, you know, and again, we could talk about what flourishing means. You know, you have bosses, you have whomever they may be, you know, but you have people and you have clients, and frankly, you have employees that you work for more than you work for anybody else. Mm-hmm. And flourishing means you're accomplishing those goals, and you are creating a scenario where they are accomplishing their goals and they are flourishing. So it's simply, you know, being in the place that you are, enjoying that place that you are, and flourishing as an individual.
That's awesome. I love that because it speaks to that fulfillment that so many people miss in business. If you're in the place that you are supposed to be, not where somebody else told you, but where you are supposed to be in that season of your life, you are happy and you are fulfilled. And you beat me to the punch. I was going to go, yeah, and that's when you're happy. And you like, yeah, and that's what happiness is.
All right. Well, good. Well, thanks for the podcast. I'm glad we're here.
Exactly. So, we know what your definition of success is, but all of us, as we grow and develop into our potential, have had people that have mentored us or helped us along the way. Think about somebody in your life that really kind of put you on that right path and help you get to where you are today. Who has mentored you, and what's a lesson that they've taught you?
I'm fortunate to have more than one person. You know, and to be able to draw upon and learn things from multiple people that I would consider friends, and I would consider mentors in my life. But the number one that comes to mind is a gentleman named Moody Chisholm. And many people may remember Moody, if you're in Amarillo, who was the, you know, CEO for quite some time at Northwest Texas Healthcare System. And he hired me as his CFO back in 2001. And that's when we began our relationship back then. And Moody is somebody that I just feel like is one of the most quality individuals, you know, that I've ever known. And there are many, many things. One of the very first things that I noticed from Moody was his heart for people. As I got to know him and understand his journey in healthcare started as a supervisor in the housekeeping department.
Really?
And, you know, he has a great faith and a great basis to who he is as a person. And it comes out all the time in his love for every individual and what they bring to an organization. So him knowing the names of the majority of our team that worked in our environmental services department and having a relationship with those folks, you know, and understanding they have their own journeys, they have their own challenges, no different than the rest of us do. But it was just learning how to recognize. And then he would have those same applications for how he treated, how he interacted, how he loved on, how he held accountable, including our physicians and other people in the community. And there was a consistency about him. So number one, it was just, you know, that love of all people and that service to all people come about and realized every single day in how he interacted with them. You know, the other thing I learned was, wow, speed of execution. You just, You know, he built his relationship with me. You know, when I talk about that, you know, there were many times he would come in, stick his head in my office, and he may not say more than two sentences.
Yeah.
You know, I need da 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 da. And you could see on his face, he was stressed, he was in a hurry, and he needed to roll. And you had the time that you knew him, you knew his heart, you knew where we were going, you knew the strategy. So if he asked for something specific, you just went and did it. I mean, and you were able to turn it around and go. And that's what I mean by speed. And there was never fast enough for him. But his ability of accomplishments and his ability to turn around failing organizations, have organizations that are doing well flourish even more so, you know, just continue to remain, you know, evident on a regular basis with his energy and with his heart that he brought that every day. So, you know, those are just two. I can probably name 30, but he's still, you know, I talked to him just last week. He's still somebody that I call upon, still somebody I seek advice from. He will do the same with me, and I appreciate that, you know, to where, you know, he's a humble individual.
Yeah,
he's done great things. He's exceptionally good at speaking and talking off the cuff, you know, just off his feet, and him being able, but his ability to recite and know the facts, know his facts and figures and statistics and the things that he needs to do to prove his point were amazing. And so knowing the depth of that, but being able to communicate that in a way that gets the point across, you know, was just something that I always admired. And so he's just, you know, one of those individuals that investment in me, he pushed me, you know, to move into areas of my career I had never considered, said that he saw things in me that he wanted me to explore, and he felt like I needed to go and to do those things. We actually had arguments about those, and whether I felt like that was true or that was right. And he just, you know, those were examples of things that, you know, I try to model and try to keep, you know, as somebody that I aspire, you know, to be like.
That's awesome. I think a lot of times our mentors don't necessarily realize what an impact they're having on us when they're having that impact. And the same thing could be said for you, because I've heard so many people talking about just the way that you push them to reach a higher version of themselves. Like, I knew I couldn't do it, and then I did.
Right.
And just, I didn't get to work with Moody when he was here in Amarillo. I got to work with him in Jacksonville a little bit. Through actually your introduction, but he was, when I worked with him, truly, he knew what he wanted. He knew how he wanted to get there. And he went and sought out the key people as resources to make that happen, and invested time and energy in those people to give them what they needed to accomplish that overall mission. But he was so good, I always thought, at alignment.
Yes.
You know, we are all on the same page, going in the same direction. And I would say you are equally as good as him at that. I didn't realize that was where you learned it from. So,
thanks.
Yeah, learn new stuff. So I'm going to switch directions on you a little bit. What's something that keeps you up at night when you think about success or business or anything? Just what's something you go, oh man, this really is important to me, and I want to make sure that everything is just right?
You know, the answer may surprise you a little bit. I tend to be kept up with the little nominal things. Okay. I tend to be more at peace on the strategic big things and the areas where we're going. But sometimes the volume of work, the volume of tasks that we have to accomplish for all of us can be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at 2 o'clock when I wake up and I immediately start working, it is always the, you know, I forgot to call so-and-so back. You know, heaven only knows, you know, if they're angry, if, you know, that's blown a chance at a deal, if that's, you know, whatever that, you know, I'm going to, at 2 o'clock in the morning, that I'm going to dream up and drag, and I've got to slay at that point that task. So for me, it's much more around the little things and the tasks and the minutia and the volume of minutia that comes in that keeps me up. So I try to create you know, I have my own ways of organizing my life and my own ways of organizing the things, and I'm a list guy. And I'll make a list just so I can check something off, because there's probably not many things in the world more satisfying than a list with check marks beside it. Give me an agenda for a meeting so I can check them off as we're going through it. You know, sometimes the accountant in me is still going to come out, and just having those ability to do that. But making sure that I know, you know, what it is I'm going to accomplish today, at the end of the day or at the night, what it is that I need to accomplish the next day, what are the things that I've forgotten, getting them written down, have a plan. And those are the ones that keep me up less. The strategy of where we're going and what we're going to be doing do not tend to bother me, because we've thought those out. We've sought engagement on those. You know, I tend to be more at peace about those things and about what's going on.
Well, that's interesting, because you look at the themes of that, you know, you have a definiteness of purpose, and so the strategy doesn't bother you, but everything related to the minutia and the little things was, I want to make sure the relationships stay solid.
Sure.
And you kind of referenced several of those things there. So I thought that was kind of interesting, that just like being a true servant leader, like you are, you don't want to let people down. You want to make sure that they know that they're valued and you know that they're important. So I think that fits in very nicely with really the direction you've always taken things, is that you've always been focused on, how do I make sure that the relationship stays as good as possible and that you always do your part to keep it on track. So anyway.
And you know, a lost relationship and beating yourself up over that, or, you know, when, you know, sometimes, you know, you can only control how other people are going to react so much, and you beat yourself up and you concern yourself with, what could I have done different? What could I have done better? You know, but sometimes you've got to let those go and move on.
Yeah. I have seen you do that part of it very well also, where, you know, you did what you were supposed to do and you're on point with the strategy and the mission and the purpose, and your heart's in the right place, and somebody gets bent out of shape and you go, okay. Like, you've been out of shape, I get it, but
right.
It didn't do anything wrong. And so I think that is it's a peace in your heart, knowing I did what I was supposed to do, because there are people you will never please.
That's like, right.
No matter what you do, there are some people you will never, ever make happy.
I think one of the, you know, you talked about legacy, and, you know, it always just kind of makes my heart sing when you talk about people that you see in you know, places where I've been before that talk about having worked with me before. I think one of the other things that's, you know, kind of satisfying is when you think you've lost one of those relationships and it rekindles, and you get an opportunity to rebuild it, or you get an opportunity to work with them on something different.
Yeah.
And I think that goes back to, you know, we've heard this our whole lives, don't burn bridges.
Right.
You know, as long as you continue to act on, you know, even if you got to walk away, but act honorably, don't burn the bridge to where there's no coming back. It's amazing how many times those things will circle themselves back. Or, yeah, you know, sometimes you may be the one that seeks it out and you call the person and say, just wanted to catch up, wanted to talk. I may have a different opportunity. Can we look at this? And it comes back around, and it's a reminder of why you invested the time and the energy, even if you had to pull that energy away at times.
Yeah. Yeah. It is amazing how big of an impact we sometimes have after we think the primary relationship has ended. When you are honorable like that and you do what you're supposed to do. I've had a lot of people call me back and say, hey, I know I told you we didn't want to do business with you anymore, but we were wrong and we would really like you back. Thanks for not being a jerk.
Right.
So it does matter how you treat people. So if you get nothing else out of this podcast, the biggest part of being a servant is always treat people with respect.
Right.
So last question I've got for you is, what advice would you have for the people listening to this podcast that would help them on their journey to be more successful or to have the right mindset, even as a servant leader?
You know, there's so many, you know, again, and I look forward to talking about, there's so many tenets of doing that, you know, but I think also, you know, the first thing that you, as a person that does that, I think, you know, really there are two things I would focus on right off the bat, you know, because again, if you try to do everything, you know, you're not going to get it all done. You know, it's one of my favorite saying, you know, inch wide, mile deep is a whole lot better than an inch long, you know, I mean, a mile long and an inch deep. You know, it's better to execute and completely perform. And first and foremost is develop that skill of building relationships. You know, we've heard, you know, think about some of the old school leadership and management. You can't be friends with people you work with. You know, and there is, as you're a leader, there is a distance that you have to keep, and there's a professional distance.
Yeah.
But without knowing and loving on and taking care of the people that you're called upon to serve, you can't effectively doing that. And so start with those, you know, relationship building. And I would start with the people that you're called to lead.
Right.
You know, and creating scenarios, creating, I call it intentionality. It's one of my favorite words in the world. Create intentional situations where you have the ability to do that. I'm always big with people that I work with to have standing one-on-one meetings. Some of those meetings are nothing more than us talking about our relationship, talking about them and their family, talking about their personal growth and what I can do to help that. You've got to learn to create intentionality about building those relationships. And that's the number one thing I would start doing. Number two is, you know, you should have goals. I think everybody has goals. Some of those goals are thrust upon us. You know, they might be a budget. They might be a quota. They may be whatever they are. But whatever they are, that also is what you're called to do. I mean, as a leader, you are called and you are serving whomever it is that has created those, even if it's yourself. And it is the relentless and consistent approach, approach to accomplishing those goals.
That's awesome.
You have interim steps, you know, and those two things are not, you know, contrary to each other. You know, as one becomes better at having those relationships, your ability to execute on those. So you must relentlessly pursue your goals. Now, that also means you must become very good at saying no.
Yes. Because if you say yes to everything,
you have to, and again, that's the stay up in the middle of the night and worry about the minutiae. Many of those things are things I shouldn't even be doing.
Yeah.
There are things I shouldn't even be focusing on and spending time on. You know, you can't just pursue and go after everything that comes across your desk.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to relentlessly go after the goals that you've set and you've established and learn to tune out and turn. You've given me, you know, there's multiple books, you know, that are out there. I went for about a year of just reading books about essentialism or, you know, there was one book that I really loved. It was called, what is it? Eat the Frog First or.
Oh yeah. Eat that frog.
Eat that frog, you know, and it just talks about, you know, that's gross and it's disgusting, but I've got to do it every day. Get it done right off the bat.
Yeah.
You know, accomplish that one big thing that you know you have to do no matter how bad you hate it. Kind of makes the rest of the day not seem so bad.
Yeah, rest of the day is awesome after that.
I just aggressive and relentless pursuit of your objectives.
That's awesome. Well, thank you very much for being a part of the podcast. This has been good. A lot of good advice that's going on here. This podcast, when it comes out, I'll have information in there if you would like to get in touch with Kyle. Also, remember that on February 7th, he's going to be one of our speakers at the Growth Conference. So you want to make sure and come and hear him at that as well. And if people want to do business with you, I'll make sure that they have a way to get in touch with you, to hire you to come in and help them build a servant leadership culture.
Thank you for listening to the Psyche of Success. Give us a 5-star rating, subscribe, share with your friends, take out billboards about how much you love us if you want, but just make sure to apply the lessons learned and live fully into your potential. We'll see you next week for another episode of the Psyche of Success. Thank you for listening to the Psyche of Success. Give us a 5-star rating, subscribe, share with your friends, take out billboards about how much you love us if you want, but just make sure to apply the lessons learned and live fully into your potential. We'll see you next week for another episode of the Psyche of Success.